Blog Talk Radio. And welcome back to the Compassionate Light Healing Guidance Hour as we start this month off talking about what to expect this month as well as this week. So for those who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn and I'm an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. And for those who are, you know, very aware of how energy feels, some of you may have already been feeling into just how amazing this month's energy is going to be. And we're going to start off, you know, right away with this energy of, you know, openness and this new energy that's really coming in and feeling refreshed and feeling as if there's you know, feeling that change that you know that's coming in. So for those who are new to me, you know, all of my shows are open lines. So if you'd like some guidance, if you would like some healing, just to know what it is to expect, you know, going forward, or just would like to talk about the topic, or what it is that you've been feeling when it comes to the energy, when it comes to what's going on with you, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. All right, so let's start with the energy of this month, a preview of what to expect when it comes to this month's energy. And this month, we have several archangels stepping forward for us. And we have Archangels Raphael, we have Archangels Michael, who will be here for this week's energy as well, specifically. And then we have Archangel Samuel, Archangel Uriel, and also we do have Archangel Sandalphon that is kind of that support that we need as we go forward this month. So all of these archangels are going to be here to really help us through this month. And this month we're going to be focusing on trust and having faith. That is the main theme for this month. So trusting not only in the divine, but also trusting in yourself and having faith in yourself as we move forward in this energy. We are halfway through the year already. And, you know, throughout this year so far, we've been learning so much of what it is that we're able to do, what it is that we're capable of, and the changes that we're able to make within our lives, and just seeing the changes within ourselves as well. So we've been doing a lot of inner work. We've been doing a lot of inner healing and looking within. And so now as we go forward for the rest of this year, we're going to be moving faster. This energy is going to be moving faster and opening up more so that you can you know, it's not going to be as closed in you know, going within as what has been. But now we're going to be asked to really step out of our comfort zones, to really, you know, take the actions that we're meant to take. So this month, you know, it's about trust. It's about, you know, having faith in who it is that we truly are, what it is that we've discovered about ourselves, and, you know, all those things that we are capable of. So, you know, first it's about This week's energy is going to be, on that as well, and it's June 1st. So I encourage all of us to set those intentions today and the next few days as we are in that energy of, beginning this new month, beginning a new month in a way that's going to really help you to see what it is that you want to achieve, what it is that you want to do for this month. And, Archangel Ariel is always a great angel, archangel to call on when it comes to setting those intentions, asking her to come forward, step forward to help you to see what it is that you truly want when it comes to June and for the rest of this year. So, first setting those intentions, but then also, then trusting. It's about, when we set those intentions, we're telling the universe, we're telling the divine what it is that we really want, what it is that's within our hearts, and what it is that we want to achieve so that we can continue to grow with that, so that we can step into what it is that we're meant to do in all areas of our life. So once we do that, it's important then to just let that go and trust that the divine is going to provide us those next steps that we need to see, those next steps that we need to do in order to, get closer to those goals and to be able to achieve them. So, this month, last month we had a month of raising our vibrations, and so we focused on how amazing that you are. So this month we are focusing on a new topic, and it's going to be about you, the divine you that you are. We are all divine love and light beings, and we are all here with a purpose. We're all here with a mission. We're all here to really step into what it is that we're truly meant to do. We all have this within us. And so we have to, start seeing that, and we have been through the last months as we have been doing the growth, as we have been doing the healing work. We've been seeing more and more of what it is that we're capable of. We have been seeing more and more of and discovering more about ourselves and who it is that we are and all the gifts that we have, the abilities that we have, to, in order to really do those things that we are passionate about and that we truly desire in our lives. We are meant to live in joy and happiness. We are meant to live fulfilling lives, lives that we truly love to live, and the life where, we really want to get up in the morning and do, doing the jobs that we truly love to do, and doing those things, with at your house or, with your family and friends that you truly love to do. But it's really, first it's important for us to discover what it is that our passions are and who it is that we are. And we have to remember that we are capable of doing so much. We are capable of so many great things, and we're capable of doing anything that we truly dream of, and that's why we do dream these things, because it's meant for us to really step into. So this month, we are going to be focusing on trust and having that faith and belief in ourselves and in the divine and in the universe. And so, and this week with Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael, and they're stepping forward for us so that we can first let go of those fears that are coming in, that are not who it is that we are. The fears are there, when it comes to ego, when it comes to mind chatter, so that it can keep us safe. But we are meant to step out of our comfort zones. We are meant to do those things that the divine is showing us. And, You know, when it comes to the divine and when it comes to angels and source and God, whatever you, you know, the higher powers that you believe in, we can't see them tangibly. So it's important for us to see the signs around us. It's important for us to see, you know, all those things that we're being given and being shown through our minds and through our hearts that is from the divine, and to trust and believe that we are meant to do more. We are meant to really, you know, do those things that are amazing and are, you know, are our passions. And so, and this week, they're coming in so that Archangel Raphael is coming in to, you know, first help us to clear those fears, to let go of those fears, and to truly understand that we are capable of doing anything that we truly want to do, those passions and the desires that we want to do. And then Archangel Michael is also here to help us to, you know, first protect us from everything that's going on in this world. So, you know, not just physically, but also, you know, energetically, you know, when it comes to all the fears that are going on, you know, in this world right now. You know, we still are, you know, partially in the lockdown with the pandemic, but also there's a lot of other things going on in this world. And so that's why Archangel Michael is, you know, stepping forward to, you know, help to protect our energies and to help us to understand that we are always in that security of the divine, of the archangels, of our own angels as well as our guides, and that we are always, you know, we're not never alone. We're always supported. We're always guided. And so it's going to be important for us to really focus on who it is that we truly are and what it is that we are meant to do with those next steps. And they're, this week, they're going to be showing us what those next steps are. You know, last week we talked about situations that would come in to help you to understand how much you've grown and how much you have transformed during these last few months. And now we're going to take that and we're going to be really be able to see that with what it is that we've learned, we're going to be stepping out of our comfort zone, that, you know, we're going to be shown that confidence, that we're going to be shown that we can do that. And if we've already grown this much, if we've already transformed in such a way that we have, we are capable of doing so much more. And so it's about trusting in ourselves, trusting in who it is that we are, trusting in our gifts and our abilities, and trusting in those passions that we have, that it is meant for us to do. We wouldn't have those passions. We wouldn't have those desires and those dreams that we have if it's not for us, if it's not meant for us to go after, if it's not meant for us to really step into. So it's about trusting who it is that we are, you know, letting go of those fears of that come in because of limiting beliefs from, you know, when we were younger, with what other people may have told you or may have shown you and said, and to, you know, help us to understand that, you know, all those things are within us and it's really meant for us to step into. So now, you know, the divine is showing us it's important for us to really do those things, to let go of those fears, to heal from those fears, and to know that those fears are not who it is that you are, and to really open up and step out of that comfort zone. Take that next step, take that, you know, first step. Or maybe that, you know, maybe you have taken that first step already, and then it's about taking that next step and just to keep trusting that those steps that you are being shown is for your good and it's for your highest good so that you can achieve those goals that you're meant to achieve. Also, this month, you know, we're kind of going back and forth on this week's energy as well as this month because they are kind of correlated. But this month also, it's going to be about taking responsibility, accountability. So, you know, it's going to be taking responsibility for, you know, who it is that we are. And to understand that we can't control others. We can't make others do certain things. We can't, you know, make others think in a certain way. But what we can do is take responsibility for our own actions, for our own lives, take back that power because it's our own, and take accountability for what it is that's coming in for you, and then to really, you know, motivate ourselves and then to really see ourselves achieving those goals and to see ourselves you really doing those things that we're meant to do. So it's about understanding that we have that power, that we are that divine, that we are those love and light beings here to do those amazing things. And then when we shift our energy, when we let go of the fears, when we let go of the limiting beliefs and really take accountability for who it is that we truly are and do those things that we're meant to do, then everything else will start to shift. Things will start to look differently. You'll be able to see people in a different way. You'll be able to see people in the way that the divine sees us. And then you'll be able to, you know, see other situations and experiences that happen around you and to you in a different way, in a different light, so that you can see that magic that is all around us. You know, we are these divine beings. We are created in the image of the divine, you know, with, you know, who it is that we truly are, you know, that we're capable of doing anything that we truly want to do. So it's all within us. But, you know, we have to always remember that. And when we do start to see that shift within us, when we start to do those things that we're meant to do, when we take those little steps that the divine show as us and, you know, keep stepping out of our comfort zones and really step into our purpose, we start to see the world in a new way. We start to see how, you know, people are, you know, within their own divine, even when, you know, all this stuff is happening around us still in this world, you know, when we are able to make that shift, when we're able to, you know, really be awakened to who it is that we truly are, we start to see everything in a new way. We start to really see it, things in a new perspective, so that it is more aligned to who it is that we truly are when it comes to being divine love and light beings. So that is what the energy, the preview of this month's energy, as well as what to expect when it comes to this week's energy. So it's going to be about trust. It's going to be about, you know, having faith in ourselves as well as in the divine. And when we do that work, when we see ourselves in this new way, when we trust in it, in who it is that we truly are, we're able to see that everything happens for a reason. Everything happens in its divine timing, and that everything is for our highest good. You know, everything happens for a reason. And what that is that all the things that has happened in our life, all the things that are going to happen in our lives, they're all lessons for us. They're all ways for us to grow and to transform so that we can be even better, to really understand who it is that we truly are. And that's what we all really strive for, to really go back to basics and to go back to who it is that we truly are, doing those things that we're truly meant to do, and really stepping to our purpose. And when we see that within ourselves and with others, we're able to see that divineness that's all around us and how it is that we're meant to help each other, how it is that we're meant to be one with each other and support each other and to, you know, really grow and help each other in that way. So that is the energy that is coming in for us this month. So, you know, before we go on with the topic today, I'm actually going to do a meditation first. We're changing things up a little bit today. Usually I do a meditation at the end, but the Divine wants us to start with a meditation today. So, you know, I want to encourage you, if you can, to, you know, sit comfortably and take a few deep breaths, close your eyes, and I want you to imagine and a place that you feel comfort and you feel stillness and you feel at peace. So this is what we're going to do, to really be within this, our heart space. And so if it helps you to put your hands on your heart, to have your mind go there, I encourage you to do that. And then we're going to create the space that is going to be very calming. It's going to be very peaceful so that we can really listen to what it is that the Divine has to show us, what it is that the Divine has to send us when it comes to their messages. So whatever it is that makes you feel at peace, you know, a body of water, whether it's plants and trees, a sunset, a mountain, all those things in nature that really help you to understand that there's more out there for us. And as we do this, I want to encourage you to keep taking those breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. And once you have that space, I want to ask you to imagine a door there. And this door that's open, and what this door is there for is to encourage our angels and guides to step forward into our space so they're going to be entering in. They're going to be surrounding you, your angels, your guardian angels, your guides. And then the archangels are going to join us as well. We're going to have Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Shamuel, and also Archangels Sandalphon, as well as Archangel Gabriel, are going to be here to help us to be supported with their energy. So they're going to be sending their energy towards us as we stand in the center of our heart space. And all the energy that they send to us, including your angels and guides, it's going to be all towards us, aiming at our hearts. And this is going to help expand our heart, our chakra. And it's going to expand within the room. This green emerald energy of our heart, as well as the pink rose quartz energy, that color, that is going to be opening up. It is going to fill the space that you're in. So I want to encourage you to take a few deep breaths. Really feel into your heart space energy. And as we are in our heart space, in our heart chakra energy, the archangels are going to send their energy, and it's going to be swirling around us. So you're going to see, you may be able to see the different colors that the archangels bring with their energy. And it's going to be swirling around us just like a tornado swirls. And we're in the middle of this tornado of energy. And this energy is there to help us to really incorporate the messages that they bring to us, to help us to understand our power, also to help us release the fears and doubts that we have that's coming in, that is not who it is that we truly are. And Archangel Raphael is going to help us to release all the old energy from last week, the weeks before, the months before, to help us release that so that it can be transmuted into the divine love and light that's meant for us, that is who it is that we are. So he's going to transform this old energy. And this old energy is going to be taken up into this cloud that is above you. And what's going to come down is the sparkling new energy that is going to fill all the spaces of where the old energy was. So I encourage you to take a few deep breaths. Really feel into that energy that they bring. And really listen, also listen for the messages that it comes with. Who it is that you truly are. And now the archangels are going to step back. And Archangel Michael is going to take his cloak, his navy cloak of energy, and is going to wrap it around us from our head all the way down to our feet. And with this, he's going to be protecting our energy, as well as to help us to integrate the energy that we have just felt with all the archangels, as well as our other angels and guides that are there with us, supporting us and guiding us. And as he continues to wrap his cloak around us, the archangels are now going to help us to ground our energy. So from our root chakra, there's going to be this bright white light of energy that goes all the way down from our root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth. And from the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light of energy, as well as strands of gold and blue energy that comes up. That it's going to go through your feet. And it's going to fill your body all the way up. And then it's going to come out through your crown chakra. And then it's going to flow up to your feet, onto the ground. And you're going, this energy is going to be spreading out from you to others, others around you, and to those who need it. So take a few deep breaths. And when you're ready, you can bring back awareness into your body and open up your eyes. And welcome back. So the Divine really wanted me to start with this meditation today so that we can really, you know, clear out some of the old energy, some of the mind chatter that may have been going on, you know, with all the things that's going on in this world right now. And so that you can really have that clarity on what it is that your next steps are and to understand more of who it is that you are. So you can, you know, if you are listening live, you know, you can do this over and over again throughout the week by listening to the replay. And, you know, it's going to help you to really focus on, to help you to really be centered and to help you to understand what it is that you need to let go of so that you could, you know, be clear on your next steps and to be clear on what your goals are and how to set those intentions. So before we go on to the topic, we are at the bottom of the hour, so I'm going to make some announcements on what is going on at Psychic Talk Network. So we have, on Friday, we have the doctors are in. Dr. Rose as well as Dr. Dax will be back, and they will be having open lines and tarot mini readings, so be sure to join them if you'd like to speak with them. And then on Saturday, host Mary Brown is back, and she will be talking about Jasper on her show, There's a Rock for That. So Jasper, a friend to humanity. So be sure to tune in if you'd like to learn more about that crystal. And then next week we are back on the show, and we will be having part two of The Divine You. So, you know, we're just starting this series. And so, you know, before we really start on this, let me take a few calls. And then we'll go ahead with the topic. So let's see. We have caller area code 256. Caller, where are you calling from?
I am, my name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So how can I help you today?
Yeah, I was just wondering, I'm looking or applying to positions for employment, and I just want to know if I've applied to the right one. I just don't want to be on a hamster wheel just applying and applying and applying.
Mm-hmm. So have you been what I'm hearing is Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Gabriel. And what they're showing me is that right now it's going to be important for you to focus on a business for you. So
okay.
have you been looking into that?
Well, the business aspect that I've been thinking about, I just enrolled in going to school because it's a Ayurveda, and I've just enrolled in that school, so I want to learn about herbs and things of that nature, and I was thinking about a healing business, but that's going to take a while. Something that's tangible now, I would have no idea, but yes, I've been thinking about that, but it's requiring me to go to school.
Okay, so what they're showing me is that even though you will be going to school, even though, you know, that's in the horizon, it's going to be important for you to focus on the details of what it is that you truly want from your business, because it's going to help you to understand what your next step is when it comes to a job, when it comes to what it is that you're really looking for to help you to supplement when it comes to your business. So it's going to be a good idea for you to jot down all the ideas that you have that's coming in, all those things that really make you excited about why it is that you truly want to do this business. So to write those down and really feel into that energy of those different aspects of your business, because it's going to then help you to understand what it is that you need to look for when it comes to a job, when it comes to your next steps. So I know that you have applied to some things, but, you know, as you're waiting, and I do see more opportunities for you out there that will come up, but you do need to focus more on what it is that you truly want when it comes to your business. So, you know, focusing on, and it's about dreaming, you know, doing some daydreaming. What does your business look like? You know, what do you want? How does it feel? And does it feel good? So what feels good in what you're dreaming about, you know, those different details. And, you know, not specific details, but just the different aspects of what it is that you want to incorporate into your business, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also you're going to be able to figure out what it is that you don't want in the business as well. So you're not to really focus too much on that, but to recognize how that feels when you do realize what it is that you don't want. So, you know, don't focus too much on what it is that you don't want, because you want to manifest those things that you do want. But to just kind of recognize the feelings that come in when you understand what it is that you don't want.
Okay.
So I hope that makes sense. I also do have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you as well. And this has to do with love. So I know you asked about business, but when you started talking, they started talking to me about love for you. And they to know that things are starting to come in for you when it comes to love. And not only like a spousal love or that type of love, but when it comes to relationships, friendships. So, and this is going to help you when it comes to your business as well as everything else in your life. So think of soulmate friendships and think of those people who will be there so that they can help you when it comes to your business, you know, helping you with guidance, to help you to really be able to talk through those things that you're going through right now. And they're going to be really be able to help you to see the aha moments that you may miss sometimes and see things in a new perspective. So, you know, just be open to that right now. You do have these relationships coming in for you. I also do see a love relationship coming in for you very soon, as well as you're focused more on your business. But just be open to that. You know, it shouldn't be like a focus for you, but to know that that's coming in. And it's because you're switching your energy. Your energy is switching because of understanding that you are, this is what you're meant to do, and you're starting to really step into your purpose. And so that's why things are shifting for you now. So, you know, just be open to all of that. You know, when you encounter different people, you know, these opportunities are going to come in, even, you know, through the jobs that you apply for. You know, don't, you know, completely close it off, because it may not work for you when it comes to a job, but the relationships are there to help you through what it is that you're meant to do. So I hope that makes sense.
Okay. Yes, perfect.
All right. Wonderful. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful week as well. Thank you. You were very thorough. And I enjoyed the meditation as well. I enjoyed the meditation
I'm glad to hear. Thank you so much. Well,
You're welcome.
To hear from you soon.
You will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have code 631. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm Virginia, calling from Long Island, New York.
Hi, Virginia. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Well, I have a question about a dream that I have, and the dream is to do like a big service for children who have been abused, to liberate them, you know, in the Christian theme of deliverance. And I sent out a letter recently on May 21st to someone pretty powerful, and I'm wondering if that's going to happen this year for me.
So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and what he's showing me is that it's going to be important for you to be very careful here. And I'm not really seeing specifics on this, but there is something coming in that you really need to be able to discern when it comes to this letter that you sent it to this person. And I mean, you don't have to share the specifics with me, but what I do feel is that it's going to kind of be a hindrance when it comes to what this person may tell you. So it's going to be important for you to really feel into this energy that you're feeling when it comes to this person. I do have feeling that you are very active when it comes to feelings. Is that right?
Yes. I'm a Reiki master in about three different Reikis, and I'm also a social worker.
Okay. So, yes, I'm in, you know, that all ties in together for you, but it's really going to be important for you to, and, you know, this part of the energy this week is to really trust in yourself, to have faith in yourself, and to know that there are some things at play that's not going to be beneficial for you when it comes to this situation. So, you know, I want you to really tune in with yourself and to, you know, first let go of these the fears and doubts that are coming in for yourself, and that's why Archangel Raphael is stepping forward. but also to know that you have this power. And Archangel Sandalphon is going to help you through this as well. And he's coming in to help you to understand that it's important for you to take your power back when it comes to this situation. So to help you to understand that you have this tremendous power and you have this tremendous gift that they really want you to use at this time when it comes to this. And it's going to help you to, and it's going to take some time because it's going to be some healing that you'll need to do, doing some journaling, doing some meditating, but also it's going to help you to discover what it is that you need to heal and let go of so that you can understand with clarity on what it is that you're meant to do next. So, it's going to be important, and this is all about taking your power back. So, I hope that makes sense.
Now, when you say hindrance, what do you mean? Like, I had gotten this direction from channeling with Jesus, and he had said that this is my time, this is my moment, and this is my mission.
Mm-hmm. There is, I want you to call, it's going to be important for you to call on Archangel Raphael and do some journaling around this, because there is some misinterpretation, misconceptions here. There's something that's not right here. So now I want to encourage you to do this digging, and it has to do with first letting go of the fears, letting go of some limiting beliefs that are coming in, and there's a few blocks within your heart chakra that I am feeling that needs to be let go of so that you can really understand more of what it is that you really need to see. So I wish I could tell you more. I'm actually being told not to, because this is something that you do need to discover on your own, but there is more to it that you really need to dig when it comes to the fears and fears and doubts that are coming in, and it has to do with things that you've learned in your past from other people that are limiting beliefs that you need to let go of. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, and then I also ended up getting the coronavirus in April, and my husband and I, and we're both in our 50s, 56 years old, 55, and I still have a residual lung thing going on, which is very upsetting.
And I can't seem to heal myself
is the problem.
This all ties into what it is that you need to heal from and release. It all ties together because our lungs, energetically, it has to do with our heart chakra. Yeah, it has to do with our heart chakra. So, it's going to be important for you to really do this digging on what it is that you need to release and let go. And I know that you're a person who wants to help, people, everywhere. You always want to help others, but it's really important for you to do this work on yourself first, so that you can be more effective in helping others, and taking care of yourself. So, because you've went through, all of this, the coronavirus, it's even more important for you to really do those things that you're passionate about and to really understand that you are this amazing person. You are capable of doing so much more. And you know this in your head, but to know that, energetically, you are capable of healing from this. You are capable of really letting go of those things that are hindering you from really discovering even more of who it is that you truly are. So, doing some more digging is going to be very helpful for you, so you can release that old energy that's still stuck. I do feel it On your back, I don't know if, you know, you've been feeling any back aches, like upper back.
No, lower back.
That for you?
Mm-hmm.
So
lower
upper back. So, yes. So I do feel some things on your lower back, but upper back, I feel it within your heart. So right behind your heart, we have our the rose quartz side, the receiving side of love. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to do that work. You know, do those things that you really love to do, even if you may be inside. You know, there's a lot of things that, and you know this as a healer yourself, to really focus on those things that you love to do so that you can fill your energetic cup as well. So, you know, as you're doing this digging work with Archangel Raphael, to know that, you know, Archangel Shamuel and all the other archangels, especially for this month, are helping you through this. They're always there for you. And then, you know, Archangel Michael is always there for you to protect you and protect your family and, you know, throughout this process. So, you know, I want to encourage you to do some more digging. And it won't be easy. You know, I'm just going to say that. Right. It's never easy when it comes to healing and, you know, doing the inner work. But to know that you'll do this and you are capable of doing that. So I hope that helps.
Yes. Thank you.
And
one
more
question. What month will I be moving to Florida? Because I got to get out of Long Island.
I do hear later this year. More towards the end of this year. But it actually does depend on you. You know, it really depends on how fast you do this work, this inner work on yourself. And then you'll be able to see with clarity what it is that you need to do when it comes to moving to Florida and what you want to do there. So, yeah. So, you know, keep doing that work, you know, doing some journaling, what it is that you have to really let go of, and it's going to help you with that clarity. All right?
Okay, very good. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great week.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. We have caller area code 678. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi,
Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Awesome. So how are you today?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm great. How was your weekend, by the way? I'm being told to ask you that. I don't know why. I have a feeling it's a really good thing. But
it was.
What's been going on with you?
I had a really good weekend, been reconnecting with old friends and just getting out the house a little bit.
Awesome.
I haven't spoke with my friend in years, so I actually went to visit, and it was real nice.
Awesome. So they're having me ask you that because Archangel Shamuel is stepping forward for you. And I'm sorry if you had a question. You could ask the question after. I'm just bringing this up because they're insisting on, you know, having me tell you this. But Archangel Shamuel is stepping forward for you. And you may know, but Archangel Shamuel is our Archangel of love, unconditional love. And so what they're showing me is that what you did this weekend is very important when it comes to that connection with this friend of yours. And it's going to help. And what you're just meeting with this friend has helped and is helping this other person in a huge way. So I just want you to know that and encourage you to keep, you know, meeting with your friends and meeting with who it is that you really feel that you need to meet with, because that is part of who it is that you are and part of what it is that you're meant to do. And as you do more and more of meeting with them, you're going to see more and more of what it is that you're meant to do when it comes to your purpose and your next steps. So I just wanted to mention that. And did you have a question for me?
I just want to get a general on my life, on my love life, I guess.
Okay. So, and I guess this is why they brought this up too, because, you know, as you continue to focus on, you know, friendship relationships as well as family, what you're going to see is that you're going to see more of who it is that you truly are. So in the last few months, have you been very to yourself and, you know, not really reaching out to others?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, what I'm hearing is that you have learned a lot about yourself throughout these last few months, and you've been making changes, and you're starting to really feel into this new energy that's coming in. So, you know, to keep, you know, they're encouraging you to keep doing this because, you know, as you continue to talk to others, as you continue to share more of who it is that you are and those things that you've been going through and those things that you are going through, and as they share as well, you're going to get a lot more of these aha moments. You're going to get a lot more of, you know, the ideas that come in on what it is that you need to do next when it comes to, I see a business. I see you helping even more people in a more specific way. So I do see you finding a niche for that. So have you been looking for a job, or have you been thinking about a business?
Yes, I have a whole lot. I have, well, I'm currently right now trying to start my plus size clothing line. But my heart is set into home health care. I've been doing it 22 years, and I'm having the hardest time as far as, like, getting my paperwork and everything together. I had a business partner, but I guess she doesn't want to be in business anymore. So that kind of, like, put things on the back burner. But, yes, I have.
Okay. So keep thinking about your business, you know, keep going after that because, and this all ties in, you being social, you going out and reaching out to different people is going to help you in this process when it comes to your business. And it's going to help you to be that social person that you're meant to be for this business, because you do have to be able to talk to people and you have to be able to, you know, reach out to others, and you're learning that, at, you know, for your business. This is all, you know, there's a reason that you're meant to reach out to people. So, you know, this all a learning process for you, but it's going to be important for you to really focus on what it is that you really want when it comes to your business. So to, you know, don't be afraid to dream. You know, don't be afraid to dream big too, you know, and don't let the fears and doubts keep you from, you know, dreaming those things that you really want, going after those things that you really want. You know, don't let people or finances or any other resources that you don't have stop you from, you know, taking those next steps and dreaming, because it can happen. And I do see it happening. But it's about, you know, this month is about trust and having faith and trusting in your own abilities and in your own gifts, because you are capable of doing it. And when we take that next step on what it is that the divine is showing us, that, you know, that baby step that they're showing us, that's when the abundance starts to come in. That's when, you know, all the stuff that we're meant for, all the resources, all the financial stuff comes in different ways because we're doing those things that we're meant to do. So, you know, don't let anything that you don't think you have stop you from really, you know, dreaming about those and, you know, going after those things that you really want, because it will happen for you.
Okay.
So I hope that makes
okay.
sense.
Oh, yes, a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. And also, when it comes to your home care, I do see it that you're still meant to do this work. But I do see that, have you felt stuck in your job right now?
Excuse me, have I what now?
Felt stuck in your job right now?
Yes, yes, yes. Because right
okay.
now I'm going out to clients' home and it's like, you know, I don't see myself coming, making enough to even try to get myself to where I need to be as far as my own home health care.
Yeah, and physically it's been a lot for you too, hasn't it?
Yes, yes. I've actually had a heart attack and I've been dealing with my nerves and my legs in the last couple of months. It's been,
okay.
yes, it has been.
Okay. And so, yeah, so I want to encourage you to look outside of the box when it comes to, you know, still doing home care work, but doing more of what it is that makes you happy in terms of the different aspects of home care. So I do see more of a office type work for you. Even though you love to work with clients, you'll still be able to work with clients. So something like receptionist work, you know, so you're able to talk with people, you know, you're able to talk with employees, you're able to talk with the clients, because this is also going to be helping you when it comes to your own business. So this is another aspect that you need to, I guess, practice for yourself when it comes to opening up your own. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it does.
So it's going to be a change. It really, I mean, going from field work to, you know, in the office, it's going to be a huge change. And at first, it may seem off. It may seem like this is not right for you. But what I do see is that it's going to be very helpful for you in the long run.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Okay.
Well, I'm so very excited for you. Yeah, I like as soon as I picked up your call, I was like, oh, there's this huge new energy coming in for you. And so, you know, this is going to be, the rest of this year is going to be a huge one for you. It's going to be a big change for you. So I'm very excited for you.
Thank you so much. I really, really needed that.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and let's go to our last caller. We are already at the top of the hour. But hello, area code 610.
Hello.
Hello, caller. What is your name
Hi.
And where are you calling from?
Shayna, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Shayna. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
So what's going on?
I want to know, do you see me getting into the program that I wanted to get into at school?
So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and I feel it, I'm hearing a no, but there's a reason for this. And right now what they really want you to see is there's so much more that you are capable of, and there's so much you can do, and you have all these gifts and abilities. You have, you know, these talents that that you, and so much more that you can do, but it's hard for you to see it yourself. And so Archangel Raphael is stepping forward because they want you to, he wants you to do some, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot there. And I'm feeling that within the heart chakra. You know, a lot has happened, a lot that you've been, you went through. And so they want you to do some journaling so that you can heal from them. And there's some things coming through on the surface level right now. So have you been going, have you gone through something recently that?
With my husband, that's why I was, my next question was wondering if I'm going to get back with him or not.
Okay. And so it's going to be important for you to do some journaling on this right now, because you're going to be able to see the benefits, you know, the pros and cons of this. So, you know, to write down all those things that have happened in the past with, you know, your husband, and all those things that have been said and all those things that you have been feeling, all, it's going to be important for you to write it all down. And even though you have it in your mind, even though you have it in your heart and how that feels, when you jot it down on paper and you know, just keep writing as it comes in, you're going to be able to really concretely see that, you know, maybe it's not, you know, good for you, or maybe it is. So, you know, I want to encourage you to do some journaling. Do you do journaling right now?
No.
Okay. So I feel that you have so much there. It's like all bottled up there. So to just write everything that you feel, everything that comes in through your mind, just everything, just pour it out on paper. And it's going to help you to release a lot of this old energy that's there, that's really weighing you down. So, and as you do this work, as you write things down, you're going to also be able to see a new, see aha moments, and in a new way, like a new perspective on what it is that you need to learn from what it is that you went through, and how it is that, you know, you are this remarkable being who, you know, is, you know, able to do anything that you truly want. And right now it's just really clouded because of all those things that you went through, and it's blocking you from really being able to see that light that's within you. It's all there, and you have so much to give and so much to offer. But right now you're also feeling very drained and feeling empty. And so, you know, when it comes to that, it's also about, you know, loving yourself completely for who you are. But it's hard for us to do that when we have all these different things that we have to clear first, that we need to heal from first. And to, you know, and the fears and limiting beliefs that we have to let go of. So I hope that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you see me getting back with my husband? As of right now?
Right now, I hear no, but you're going to be able to see that even more clearly as you do this writing. And it's really going to be very cathartic for you to do this writing, to journal everything out. You know, everything that comes into your mind as you're writing, just make sure it all comes out. We're talking a brain dump. You know, we're taking everything that all the mind chatter that you have and putting it on paper. And then you're going to be able to sort through what it is that you need to see when it comes to who it is that you really are. And you are this amazing person. You are this remarkable being that is able to do and capable of doing so much more than you think. And you're going to see that clarity as you do this inner work.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You are very mm-hmm. welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, let's go to, okay, we'll take one more caller. Caller, area code 856. Hello, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? From New Jersey.
And your name?
Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria, how are you today?
Fine, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. So how can I help you today?
Whatever you can pick up that's positive, that's coming in. I've been manifesting, and looks like nothing's coming in what I want and
okay.
work and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm. So I have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you. And the reason why what you're manifesting isn't coming in is because there are some blocks there. There's some blocks when it comes to limiting beliefs, as well as some fears and doubts that are coming in that has to do with what you've been told in the past of about who it is that you are or who people think you are. But they've been holding you back because those – who it is that you truly are is able to do anything that you truly want to do. Someone who is capable of so much more. But the things that people have told you as you were growing up, that has come with you in your adulthood, that keeps you from really truly seeing that you are able to do anything that you truly want to do and really going after your dreams and doing those things that really you're passionate about and you truly desire in your life. And so, you know, those blocks are keeping you from that abundance that we are meant for. We're all meant to be abundant. We're all meant to be able to manifest those things that we truly want. But it's because of blocks like limiting beliefs and fears that come in that keep us from, you know, really having that flow in to our life. So I do feel a lot of comes to, you know, truly loving who it is that you are. And this does have to do with childhood things. So I want to encourage you to do some writing with Archangel Raphael. And also Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you as well, along with Archangel Samuel, who is that Archangel of Love, to help you to through this process of healing. That he's showing me, Archangel Gabriel is showing me that, are you a writer by chance? Or do you like to write?
No. Not really, no.
Okay. Okay, because I do see that that's going to be something that you see about yourself. So as you're doing this journaling work, I want, you know, just write as it comes to you. Write as, you know, things come in your mind, things come in your heart, those feelings that come in with it, anything that really just comes in when it comes to negativity, or things that other people have told you that's not who you are, because who you truly are is a divine love and light being that is able to do anything that you truly desire, that's capable of doing anything that you're truly passionate about, that you really want to do. But the fears and doubts and the limiting beliefs that are, you know, coming in because of things people have said in the past is keeping you from that, from understanding, you know, and discovering who it, more of who it is that you are. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. And then what you'll see is, because I do feel you do have some old energy within your chakras, especially your heart chakra. So as you do this work, as you do this releasing and letting go, you're going to be able to feel this sense of renewedness, this new energy that kind of that flows in. And you're going to be able to then feel that clarity and get that clarity on what your next step is in order to really step out of your comfort, then also to understand what it is that your purpose is and you know, to help you to step into that. So it's going to take some time when it comes to this work, when it comes to journaling, but I know that you can do it and you are meant to do that. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so we are past the top of the hour, and you know, before we go, I just wanted to mention that we truly are able, and we are meant to do anything that we truly want to do. We are capable of that, and you know, because we are divine love and light beings. You know, we are meant to do those things that we dream of. We are meant to do those things that we are passionate about. You know, we don't just dream these things just to dream it, but they're there because it's meant for us. It's meant for us to reach for. It's meant for us to achieve when it comes to those goals and to step into. And so we have to first remember, you know, as it has been kind of a theme throughout you know, this hour, you know, speaking with everyone, that we are divine beings. We are meant to do those things that, you know, that will help us to be fulfilled, that we love, that will make us feel joyful and happy. And we know what that is. It's all within us. But it's about really digging in and seeing that. And, you know, a lot of times it's going to take, you know, journaling out all those things that are not who it is that we are, you know, all the feelings that come with it, the anger that triggers us, the frustrations, the stress, you know, all those are indicators for us that we are not going after the right things, that we're not aligned to who it is that we are and what it is that we're meant to do. So it's really important for us to do that digging and get rid of all those fears and doubts and let go of the limiting beliefs that come in and to truly understand that who we truly are. And the divineness that we are means that we can do anything that we really want and to go after those things that we truly want. And, you know, right now with the world, you know, lots of things going on in this world, there's lots of fears going on. And it has, because of limiting beliefs and because of just how, because we have, you know, some of us haven't been awakened and haven't really dug deep on who it is that we are, that, you know, all these fears come in and then, you know, all these different things happen. But when we focus on who it is that we are, when we focus on what it is that we're meant to do and our purpose, we're able to change that way. And it starts with us. So, you know, the next few weeks, we're going to be talking more about the divine you. And today was just, you know, the beginning. So be sure to join me the next few weeks as we talk more and more about that divineness that we are, the divine love and light that we are. And, you know, to keep, you know, being in this energy of high vibration that we started last month, that we focused on last month, so that, you know, we can gain that clarity, that we can understand more it is that who we are, you know. And as we continue to trust in the divine and also trust in us this week, and trust in our decisions, trust in all that is that's going on with us in our lives are the experiences that we have, and then trusting in just doing those things that we are meant to do. So, you know, those things that come in, those things that you feel within your heart, even trusting in your bodies when it comes to, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling exhausted, to trust in that and then take the necessary steps to, you know, fill your energetic cup, to do the, get some rest, and to really follow your heart and follow and really look within to see what it is that you want to do in order to really be fulfilled, to really live in that joy and really see that within you. So that is our show today. I want to thank everyone for joining me. And as always, you can reach out to me by going to psychictalk.net/Catherine, and you'll be able to see the different platforms that I'm on, so you can reach out to me. Also, you can go to facebook.com/angelichealer and teacher Kath. That's C-A-T-H, and you'll find me there with channeled messages, as well as later today I'm going to be going on live to do the energy of the week, and do every week there, as well as later in the week to do some channeled guidance. So I want to thank you for joining me, sending you all lots of love and light. And as always, I hope that you have a wonderful week, and a week that's filled with blessings, that's filled with love and light. And I will talk to you all very, very soon. So I am going to be saying bye-bye for now.